This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Kenneth Kaunda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991, but his influence goes much wider, says Ghana-based lawyer Sarfo Abrebrese, who heads the Coalition of Supporters Unions of Africa.
Kenneth Kaunda continued with the fight against colonialism and played a leading role in discipling the lives of Nelson Mandela, the lives of Robert Mugabe, the lives of Sam Nujoma, and others. His legacy lasts not in a lifetime, but it lasts forever.
Like fellow post-independence leaders Julius Nyerere of Tanzania and Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, Kaunda began his career as a teacher before shifting to politics. Kaunda remained active after his retirement, campaigning with HIV/AIDS organizations as an elder statesman in his country and the region. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. On Thursday, police in Abidjan used tear gas to disperse Gbagbo's supporters as they gathered along the route that the former Ivory Coast